The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Alum Creek RV and Marine, and also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today. I think it's going to be a great show. We have a guest in the studio with us, one that I'm excited to have, and I think you'll be excited once you hear. We have Dominique Raegard, who is from America's Next Top Model. Dominique was on Cycle 10 and then again on the All-Stars, which was Cycle 17. And I had the good fortune of working with Dominique on her smile. In fact, we've done a total smile makeover. Right, Dominique?
Yes, we sure did.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Can you say that again?
I said, yes, we sure did.
Okay, I don't think the mic was on. But anyway, and we're going to talk a little bit about your career and a little bit about your dental experience. Okay, we're going to mix the two.
Okay, that's going to be fun.
Okay, great. We're also going to play clips, maybe even the whole song of the song that you have out. You just brought me this CD, and it's also available on YouTube. It's called Dominique on Top of the World. And now let me just tell folks a little bit. Dominique's from Columbus. She actually has two children, and her husband is in the moving and storage business, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so how did you first get on America's Next Top Model, Cycle 10?
Well, it's actually quite a story, and I think I will give you the short version of it. I tried out about six times. I just kept going and going and going, and I kept getting turned away. And then one of the last times that I tried out, I thought I was actually going to be on Cycle 9.
Okay.
And I had moved to L.A., and I was getting ready to pursue my modeling. I had some great opportunities lined up, and then I get a call from the producers like, hey, do you want to do Cycle 10? I'm like, oh, of course.
Oh, so, you didn't even tell them that you're all geared up for 9, huh?
I thought I was going to be on 9 because after I left that casting, I had really great, amazing feedback from all the producers and, you know, the casting directors, and everyone was excited. Like, we cannot wait. Girls, this is what your interview needs to sound like. This is what it needs to look like. She is fierce. So I thought I was going to be on Cycle 9. I thought it was a for sure thing. And then when I didn't get a call and I found out they were taping, I was like, oh, yeah. My gosh. So when I got called for Cycle 10, before they had even cast it, I was super excited. And it just goes to show that if you keep going at something, something always pulls through. And if, it might not be exactly what you want it to be, but it may be something else, you know?
Now, how did you find out about the auditions?
Well, I would...
Because I didn't get that letter. I didn't get the invitation. How'd I miss that?
Research is extremely important. I jumped on the CW website, and I was looking on the CW website every moment I had, and I would just, anytime they had a casting or they have a little star next to the casting and the time and the location, that meant that a casting director would be there.
Oh.
So I'm like, a lot of people don't know that. They just think, oh, I'm going to show up and there's nobody there but a camera crew ready to film you. But I did both. I just kept going. I sent in tapes. I traveled outside the state to go to castings. It got to the point that when I walked in that room, they're like, oh, there's Dominique again. I'm like, oh, hey, guys. I hope you pick me this time.
So it's kind of like good advice for anybody looking for a job is you have to make yourself known. You have to, you don't want to be a pest, but you want to be persistent. And every time you send them another photo or you send them a little video clip, they kind of have to get your file out and they have to add it, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, persistence does pay off. And I think it's extremely important, you know, with anything you do in life, being persistent, if that's what you want, you know, it can happen. I truly believe you can create your own reality.
Now, Cycle 10 was, when was that? What was that in 2011?
Cycle 10, I think, was in 2006.
Oh, 2000. Was that long ago?
Yeah, I know.
And then you got the invitation after 10. to come back for the All-Stars.
Yeah, actually, I did three shows for Tyra. I did Cycle 10.
Okay.
And then I did another show called Modelville. And that was a show within a show on the Tyra Banks show. And I actually won that. And I won the Carol's Daughter contract, which was really an exciting opportunity. And then after that, then I got called to do the All-Star Cycle.
Well, that's neat. So Tyra calls you, or the producer who called you?
Producers, her assistant. I've never got an exact personal call, but I've got calls on her behalf.
She cares.
Wondered.
Oh, I know. In fact, you guys are relatively good friends now, right? You stay in touch?
Yeah. I mean, she's been a huge part of my career, and if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be sitting right where I'm at right now doing the things that I'm doing. I believe everything in life plays a huge part. And, you know, I truly look up to her because she's a woman that keeps going and going and going, and she's a workaholic, and, you know, she's definitely something to look up to and aspire to be.
Right. I found that most successful people are the kind that they don't need as much sleep as the rest of the people out there. What would you say?
I have to agree with you because, you know, when I get busy, you know, I'm just dreaming of that day where I could sleep for like 2 hours or 3 hours. It's really crazy. I call it being psychotic because we just keep going and going and going.
So models get less sleep than food?
Well, models who are slash singers and, you know, actresses and, you know, are doing 100 things at once. Yeah. Well, no, I always try to make sure, actually, when I'm working really, really, really hard, one thing I do is eat, you know, because you got to keep your energy up and drink a lot of water.
Right, right. Yeah, we've talked about the diet, which maybe we'll cover a little bit later in the show. So let's go back to the beginning. And before, you know what, before I go too far, let me just check. It's okay to talk about your dental history, your dental work, right? It's okay. Oh, I'm looking at you. You can't see me. Tell me. No, just use the microphone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, I don't want to go into the nasty, gruesome details, but hey, yeah, I love to talk about my fabulous teeth. And, you know, I really will say I do have to owe it all to you, you know, because I have an improved smile now. I'm more confident. I feel very happy, you know. I don't feel like I'm ever holding back when I'm in front of a camera. Not that I was before, trust and believe that. But
well, yeah.
Now I'm just like, hey, look at my fabulous teeth.
Well, I did want to ask you about that because, and by the way, folks, if you go to dentallyspeaking.com, you will see several photographs of Dominique that her publicist sent as part of her press kit. And they're beautiful photographs. She's gorgeous. But Dominique, you're not really showing teeth in any of these. Were these taken before we redid your smile?
Actually, I think they were taken after we did it.
You just like the sultry look? You like that?
Well, you know, that was the look that we were going for those particular shoots.
Okay.
The one with the big hair, that was before we did dental work.
This one?
No.
The big hair
for the single.
The one that's on the cover of your CD.
Of the CD, yes.
Okay. Oh, I see it. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, before in the past, what I would have to do a lot is just, I would always, you know, I would memorize my angles. And
yes.
That's, I had to think, I was always in the back of my mind that, hey, you can't go from this angle if you're going to smile and show those teeth. And you can't be this big. It's got to be like this. And then hold that head down. And it was always something, it was, I guess it was like, autopilot. I was an autopilot at every shoot, and I knew exactly what I could and couldn't do.
Right. But what people don't know, because they haven't seen or didn't see your smile before, is that you were missing a tooth that would show if you smiled a certain direction. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you just explained everything you had to do to try to still be a model and still come off gorgeous without people seeing that hole in your smile.
Yeah. It was very difficult. But once I, like I said, once I was an autopilot at a shoot, I was ready to go. But, you know, now it just makes it a lot easier because it's one thing that the last thing any model wants to worry about is, you know, holding back, you
right.
know, and I don't think anybody wants to feel like that, whether they're in an interview, whether they're taking pictures, they're on TV, or they're doing whatever you're doing in your career or your life. It's the last thing anybody should have to worry about is like, oh my gosh, this tooth, or my teeth aren't that pretty, and they're not that bright white, and they're, ugh.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what led you to becoming a model in the first place?
Well, growing up, I've always loved Tyra Banks, and I love Mariah Carey. I thought I was the perfect combination of both. And I was like, one day I would watch Tyra on TV. I used to watch the behind the scenes footage of, like, you know, fashion shows on the E Network, which is now the reality TV network. It's no longer the fashion network. It used to be back in the day.
It's like MTV doesn't play music videos anymore.
Right. It's reality television. Everything is. It's changed. What's going on? So, I used to watch those shows, and I remember watching Tyra Banks, like, oh my gosh, I'd love to meet her one day. And yes, I can do that. And then I was just a fanatic over Mariah Carey ever since I was a little girl. And I love them both. And I've always dreamed of one day, I was like, you know, I don't know how this is going to happen, but, you know, one day it would be great to actually pursue both, and both opportunities, whether it's singing and modeling and dancing and all of that, just because at the end of the day, I love to entertain. I used to make my brothers record me with the camcorder as a little girl. It was really hilarious. I know, torture of the big sister. I used to torture them. But I used to make them record me, you know, because I would do my model walk and then I would pretend that I was Mariah. And it's just, not, you know, and it was horrible.
Now, there are millions of little girls that want to do the same thing, but you managed to do it. What do you think, besides persistence, was the difference? Is it the look? I mean, I'm looking at your press kit that it talks about how you have Jamaican, German, Scottish, and Indian ethnicity, and that the combination, you know, creates this breathtaking beauty. And it also goes on to talk about your contagious smile, exotic eyes, and captivating charm that all contribute to your global appeal. So do you think it's that mix of different ethnicities and that kind of gives you that look that people are looking for?
Maybe that's it, but I truly believe that you have to have a little something extra, and it's not necessarily something that you can see. It means everything to be beautiful on the outside, but the reality is when you step on set, they can make you look like whatever they want to make you look like, with hair and makeup and all the right people. And not to forget Photoshop, but not saying that that's the case with me. I'm just saying that, you know, I think to be in this industry and to survive in this industry, it takes a little extra something, you know, whether it's something in your personality, you have to have that extra spark. And not saying that, oh, hey, I got it. But, you know, one thing I can say is that I love what I do and I love people. And you gotta have some personality. I will say that's a factor. And you gotta love people and love working with people in this industry, because, you know, it's not the easiest industry to work in. I will say that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've seen the spark. I know you have it. I know that you're a special person, and what I find in working with very successful people is there is something just a little bit different. Of course, that when I say different, I mean better, that allows them to, you know, stand up above the crowd. So, yeah, I've seen it firsthand. And by the way, for folks that are listening, if you want to meet Dominique, we are holding an event at my office October 13th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's going to be called Style Your Smile. And Dominique will be there. You can see her smile in person. We're going to have live demonstrations of some laser contouring, which we did for Dominique. We're going to have our machine that mills inlays and onlays and veneers and crowns. We'll have that working in a demo mode. We may have, I was trying to think, oh, I know what we're going to do. We're going to have a trial smile. Because remember, we started with a trial smile. This little thing I made and snapped it on and said, what do you think?
Crazy. Yeah.
You liked it, though, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh. I was wearing temporary teeth. It was really, really cool. And it gave me that immediate fix, you know, through the process, which is amazing. I don't know anybody in your field that does that.
In fact, your single, which we're going to play a little bit here, or maybe play next, called On Top of the World, you were actually wearing, you were wearing the temporaries.
I was wearing my temporaries.
Yeah,
I was wearing temporary teeth in that music video. Please. I can see the blocks going crazy now.
but you can't tell.
No, you can't tell. It gave me a bright, immediately a brighter smile, and it filled in the space that, you know, the spaces that were missing. And it gave me a complete smile, and it gave me also an idea, which is important about the temporary smile, I think, is that it gives you an idea of what your teeth will look like.
Exactly. That's what I think is so important.
Nobody does that.
Right. They all expect the patient to trust them. Trust me. And it's like, no, can't trust you with all of this. I've got to see where we're headed.
Right.
So how about let's go ahead and play your song.
Okay.
Is that all right,
producer?
Good. We're going to go ahead and play Dominique's current hit, On Top of the World.
I don't need to apologize for who I am. I don't need to apologize for
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
At Artisan Dance Studio, come discover that when it comes to dancing, our specialty is to create and educate. The Artisan approach provides you an experience from the moment you walk through our doors. Artisan Dance Studio offers a wide variety of classes, from ballet, contemporary, tap, jazz, and much more. We offer adult classes, too. Artisan Dance Studio is located at 4310 North High Street in Clintonville. Visit artisandancestudio.com for upcoming events and class schedules. Class enrollment starts September 4th, so register your future dancer today.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes, and then they take away your teeth, too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kavitko Metnis & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
I don't need to apologize for who I am. I don't need to apologize for what I do.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. That's Dominique on Top of the World. And Dominique is in the studio with us today. She was nice enough to get up early on a Sunday morning and be here. So Dominique, while we were listening to your song, it's a great song, by the way.
Thank you.
It's very, very catchy.
Thank you.
And I can't wait for it to just, you know, go crazy. Now, if you want to see the music video for that song, go to YouTube, www.youtube.com. And then in the little search box, type in Dominique Reigard. It's R-E-I-G-H-A-R-D. If you just type in Dominique, apparently there's a lot of people named Dominique, so you actually have to put the last name. And there are a lot of songs called On Top of the World, I discovered.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So apparently there are more than just you think they're on top of the world. But it's still a relatively small group. So while the song was playing, we were talking about, you were smiling beautifully, a big smile, all the teeth showing, and I said, Dominique, that's the smile you need to give. And you started telling me about how in the music industry, go ahead and tell me what you were saying.
Yeah, you know, being, you know, going from model and actress now to artist, you know, all the focus is on my mouth and, you know, and me singing and, you know, and my teeth and anything and everything that's inside of my mouth. So it's such a good and confident feeling now, you know, to get up and sing. And when I'm singing on camera and when I'm shooting music videos, there's like no inhibition. I'm not holding back at all. It's just like, oh, let's just go for it. Versus before, you know, having to worry or to have that second thought like, oh, don't do this, don't do that, because we're on camera and this footage just keeps going. It's not like a photo shoot where you hold it and it's click. You know, video footage is a lot different. And even being on camera on television and singing on camera. And I feel very confident. And
it's
an incredible feeling.
And we already talked about how you were missing a tooth and I placed an implant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, implants kind of weird people out, the thought of it. It scares them. Were you afraid, first of all, before we placed those implants, we did too. Were you afraid of that process coming into it?
A little bit. At the same time, you know, I did not want the pain of not having anything there.
Okay.
And, you know, and I wanted to do the best option for my teeth, and the best option, honestly, for my mouth was to do an implant and to not necessarily go the bridge route. And especially if my gums, you know, were healthy enough to do it.
Right.
And that's another important part. But if they're not, trust me, Dr. Kavicko will find a way to make it work. but yeah, you know, that was, you know, that I was a little nervous, but at the same time, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to live anymore like this. I need to have this fixed. I want, you know, and it's changed a lot, and it's made me feel a lot more confident and better and happier.
That's great. That's really great to hear. So as a child, or at some point along the way, then you were in a dental chair. You either had a toothache, a broken tooth, or a rotten tooth or something, and the dentist gave you a choice. The dentist said, we can save your tooth with a root canal, I'm assuming, and you'd need a big filling in a crown. And either they said, or we can pull it, or you said, just pull it. Tell me about that.
You know, I was told by a prior dentist that my tooth wasn't in good shape. It couldn't be saved.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, let's just pull it out. And I just, trust me, that it was one of the most horrible experiences of my life.
The thought of losing a body part?
Well,
or?
You know, having something yanked out your head.
And that's what we do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what you do. But let me say this, you know, I will say getting a tooth pulled is a lot more painful than getting an implant in.
Okay, now I didn't extract any teeth, so we're not talking about me hurting
you.
No,
we're not talking about Dr. Kavicko. We're talking about someone else who pulled my teeth out my mouth, and yeah.
It wasn't pleasant.
And didn't give me, and I think the sad thing about this is because being really young, and when that happened, I think I was like 21 years old, you know, I had options.
Right. And they didn't give them to you?
And I wasn't given those options.
Oh.
And it was just more like it seemed like the thing to do. And it was the right thing to do. There really was no other options. And, and you know, it's just it now looking back, I wish I didn't do it.
Right.
I wish I knew you.
And I want people to that's a very important thing. I want people to hear that. You'd be surprised how many teeth we can save. There are very few that truly have to be extracted. And I think a lot of cases, what happens is the dentist is making a decision for the patient. They either think the patient can't afford it, think the patient won't want it. It's honestly, it's more work to do a root canal buildup and a crown than it is to take a tooth out. It's And so I guess what you said is get a second, third opinion, right?
Get a second, third opinion and go around and check the prices. You just, you have no idea until you do. But trust me, I know what it's like to be in that seat and then have to make a decision right then and there. It seems like that's what it feels like when that's not really true.
Right.
And then also if you have a tooth that's causing you pain, you just want to just go and jump and do it. But, it's not the best. It's not the best way to go.
Now you mentioned check prices. I wanna qualify that. Don't go looking for the best price because
oh, yes,
that's not
don't
really.
Do that.
Yeah. No.
You know, you should definitely interview your doctor.
Right.
And I think from the very beginning, you know, even with their simple dental cleanings and so forth, you should have someone who you trust and you know and that can work with you. You know and. Dr. Kavicko, you know, he's a great doctor. I mean, what else should I mean, what else?
No.
Say?
I'm trying to do
but
is
you should whoever you're going to the dentist, they should be equipped to do everything, to take care of your dental health.
Right. And I just want
from the beginning to end.
My goal with this show is to open people's eyes to what's available. And when I go around and I interview people around the country, we haven't played the interview yet. We will in a week or so. But I interviewed some people who they just hadn't heard of all of the things that we offer. They didn't even know they existed. And the one guy, his Novocaine didn't work normally. And so the dentist said, I don't know what to tell you. And he just kept working. And there's three other ways you can numb somebody. You know, three other, I think we used at least one of them on you. Remember, you know, that extra needle I said, you know, for the tough teeth. Remember we got that extra one out?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, we also did a lot of your work using conscious or IV sedation, intravenous sedation. Let me backtrack because were you heard as a child by a dentist when you were younger?
No, I wasn't. You know, I will say this, IV sedation is really great.
She really means that too,
yeah,
doesn't she?
Yeah, the conversations we had before I officially just kind of closed my eyes. Yeah, but no, it's good. It kind of just it makes it a lot. You know, the work is done by the time you wake up, and whether you're awake the whole time or not. But it just kind of takes that edge off, and you know, it allows you know Dr. Kavicko do what what he does best. And it takes, you know, some of, because I know there, trust me, every time I go to the dentist and let's say if I have a cavity or anything, it's like, it's scary. You're going to drill in my mouth. And IV sedation, I would definitely encourage any and everyone to get that.
Would you say that you were afraid of the dentist, like before we met?
Not necessarily afraid, but I don't think anybody necessarily likes, you know, any of the, cause there's, am I saying, you know, I've never had pain in his chair or anything like that, but just the possibility, the thought in the back of my head, like, ooh, that might hurt, even though it doesn't.
Okay. So, well, you're like 99% of the other folks. It's not something that people look forward to, but if we can make you comfortable and get you through it without it being a big deal, then
why not?
Exactly.
And all of us need to catch up on some rest, right?
Yeah.
Hey, why not sleep in your dentist chair? I mean, there's nothing better than that in the world. Or just kind of like cool out and watch some television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, we got the TVs on the ceiling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was just coming for appointments when we were all done. She just kept showing up to get some more rest.
And he's not lying. I'd come with my pillow and my blanket. It's laughable. I hope you don't have any pictures of me.
Actually, we do, but we won't share them because we know you're high fashion model. But anyway, okay. So you know what? I think we need to go to a break. Let's go ahead and do that. And when we come back, I've got a ton more questions about, you know, not just dentistry, but things in your life. You know, things that are going on with your music and your modeling and all of that. So you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're here with Dominique Raegard from America's Next Top Model, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
It's the real thing this spring at Alum Creek RV and Marine. Their spring RV sales event is going on now with deep discounts on new and used trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes to make room for new inventory. The 2013s are here and the last of the 2012s must go. Hours have expanded, open until 8 on Tuesday and Thursday nights. Check out their specials on service, on scooters, and their RV rentals. An award winner, 40 years and going strong, Alum Creek RV and Marine. I-71 north of Columbus, call 740-363-4068 or shop at Alum Creek RV RVandMarine.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I think I'm going to entitle this the On Top of the World show because we are playing Dominique Raegard's On Top of the World single. It's actually her first single, and that's important because in a little bit we're going to be doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. But let me just mention a couple things that are near and dear to me. If you go to dentallyspeaking.com or drkvitko.com, you'll find this tab called the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund, and I would appreciate anybody willing to make a 5, 10, 15, or even larger donation to go there and do so because it helps me do dentistry from the heart, it helps me do my golf outing, and it also helps. We're working to bring a Team Smile event to Columbus where 300 children will receive free dental care in a day. Also, all of the podcasts of this show are available by going to dentallyspeaking.com. The center column, click down below the photographs, and you'll see a thing that says click here for feed. Click that. Gives you access to every show we've ever done. Today's show happens to be 242, the 242nd show. And then the other way you can access these podcasts is to go to iTunes, and you type in either Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. And what will happen is you'll come to this page that says no match found, but if you look at the lower right-hand corner, you'll see my picture, because indeed there is a match found, and you just click there. Don't know why it does that, but it does. Okay, now, as I mentioned, we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. But before we do, we need you to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
And the question is, what is the name of Dominique's first single? Is it A, On Top of the Mountain, B, On Top of the Ocean, C, On Top of the World, or D, On Top of the Dental Chair? The winner receives free flowers from Vice Denver Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, and another caller will receive a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. So, 459-9769 is the number. That's 459-WSNY. Go ahead and call now. Okay, so while people are picking up the phone, we have a little bit of a delay because of HD and because we're afraid somebody might swear on the air, I guess, although we've never done that. let's talk a little bit, Dominique. Tell me, actually, you had a question for me, didn't you, off the air?
Yes. Do you enjoy abstracting teeth?
Do I enjoy removing teeth?
Mm-hmm.
You have that feeling like maybe I'm the dentist from A Little Shop of Horrors, right?
You know, it's just honestly, it's just plain curiosity.
Oh, plain curiosity?
Plain curiosity. Because it seems like dentists, most dentists out there, and this is not you, but I'm just curious. What does it feel like to pull someone's teeth out their mouth?
Well, when I do a procedure like that, my primary goal is patient comfort. And so I feel like the patient is in better hands in my chair than someone else's. And that's just consider that conceited or whatever you consider it. I just know that it's very, very important to me. And so I'm very focused on doing a good job for them. It's more than just making sure I don't hurt them. It's getting the tooth out in a way that doesn't create sharp shards of bone, leaving pieces of tooth behind. These are all things that I've seen. Making sure you don't get a dry socket, because that's very easy to have happen, especially people who smoke. And I know you don't, but people who smoke, their blood supply is diminished. And when you take a tooth out, see, extractions, you can take a tooth out real quick. You just take a tooth out, say bite on the gauze, and you're done. And, next patient in. I don't do it like that, but a lot of offices do, just like shucking teeth, we actually call it, okay? But if you just pull a tooth out and you don't make sure there's no sharp edge, or you don't make sure that there's actual bleeding and that the hole is filled with blood, they're probably going to get either a painful episode from this sharp edge trying to work its way out, like teething, or they're going to get this dry socket, which is, it really means dry, bare bone exposed to the outside world, okay? And it's very painful. So I guess the answer would be yes, because I feel like I'm taking excellent care of the patient. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, all right, we have a caller on the line, Shirley. Hey, Shirley, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for listening today. Shirley, what do you do for a living? I'm curious.
I work in outpatient surgery center.
Oh, okay. Okay. And do you have a guess for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day?
Yes, it's On Top of the World, number C.
You sure it's not on top of the dental chair?
No, it's not on top of the dental chair.
Well, Shirley, hey, thank you so much for calling. And we're going to have you hold on and give information to my producer about how to get these flowers to your place of business, your outpatient surgery center, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you have a great day. And then I think the propane tank refill is maybe still open for grabs, so we'll just leave the phone lines open, and you can call in and give my producer your information. If there's time to talk to you on the air, we will. If not, we'll just send you the coupon, okay? All right, so Dominique, let's talk a little bit about your career. It's not all about teeth. What has driven your success? Was it just to be like Tyra, or was there something more? Did you want something more out of life than your parents were able to provide for you? What would you say is the reason?
You know, I want to live by example. I truly believe if I want my girls to reach for the stars and to follow their dreams, that I have to do it first.
Okay.
A lot of the focus is just on my personal development as a young woman, as a human being. I want to become a better person. I want to evolve and grow. And it's work. You know, you got to show you that you love you. You got to reach for the stars. You have to challenge yourself. There's so much that comes with that. And I guess I see this light at the end of the tunnel, and I see this ideal woman that I want to be one day, and I'm working and running like crazy to get to, you know, to get to that end of the tunnel to become her. And it's really more so me, you know. I look at Tyra Banks and I look at Mariah Carey and I love Oprah. And
I'd love to be on Oprah's show or have her on mine. Right. Can you arrange that?
Yeah. I'd love to talk to Oprah too. I mean, I love Oprah. But, you know, ideally, I see a better Dominique, you know, and I don't want to be anybody else. I have my own story, and I know that at the end of the day, eventually everything's going to come to light, and then I'm going to keep working for more.
Now, you mentioned leading by example, and I just have to mention this. I know we want to talk about your career, but I tell people, you know, I have people come in and their tooth is rotten and they pull it and they say, can I keep that? And I say, why? And they say, I want to show my kids what happens when you don't brush your teeth. and I just want to get the word out there that that's not the way to teach your kids to take care of their teeth, is to show them that you didn't. The way to have your kids take care of their teeth is to brush your own. Brush your teeth, floss. What kids like to do is mimic. How little boys like to shave next to dad, and, you know, little girls like to brush their hair like mom. And so our kids learn by watching what we do, not doing what we tell them to do. That's just my thought. Okay, are we going to see you on the big screen anytime soon? Are you going to get into acting, or are we working on the music videos first, or what's happening?
There's a possible movie role in a month that I may be going to film.
You going to play a dental assistant?
No.
Remake of Little Shop of Horrors?
It seems it's a horror film.
Oh, it is a horror film.
Yeah, I'm excited about
good.
It. And then as far as modeling, in like 2 weeks, I'm supposed to be going to the Philippines, and I'll be in Asia and walking in some major shows for Fashion Week.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's exciting.
Are you going to be in CMH Fashion Week 2012 right here in Columbus? Or are you going to be just a part of it?
I don't know what part of the world I'm going to be in. I don't know.
Okay.
If I'm in town, hey, I truly believe that you have to, you know, I always support any and everything that comes out of Columbus. I came out of Columbus. My inspiration and my first start for modeling was here in Columbus. So, you know, I did Columbus Model Quest many years ago, light years ago, and I won that competition, and I did a lot of, you know, photo shoots around town. And then I jumped on the internet and I started using the resources of the web.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and I started finding out, you know, reaching out to photographers and who's the best photographer, who shoots this campaign. I just started doing my research, learning all that I can, and, you know, and then going to castings for America's Next Top Model. And
before you knew
it, yeah, everything just kind of took off. Persistence pay off.
And it was a long road, but you finally got on my show.
Yeah, I know. You know, five years ago, I never would have thought I'd be sitting here with perfect teeth. Okay, damn near perfect. You have to admit, you did an incredible job. And having this conversation with you.
How about that? See, perseverance does pay off.
It does pay off.
All right. Hey, we have to go to a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
At Artisan Dance Studio, come discover that when it comes to dancing, our specialty is to create and educate. The Artisan approach provides you an experience from the moment you walk through our doors. Artisan Dance Studio offers a wide variety of classes, from ballet, contemporary, tap, jazz, and much more. We offer adult classes too. Artisan Dance Studio is located at 4310 North High Street in Clintonville. Visit artisandancestudio.com for upcoming events and class schedules. Class enrollment starts September 4th, so register your future dancer today.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
I don't need to apologize for who I am. I don't need to apologize for what I do.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. That is Dominique on top of the world. Dominique Raegard, who is our guest today. She's in the studio with us. Dominique, what inspires your music?
Oh, so many things. On top of the world, you know, I just, with that, my first single that debuted, I just wanted to inspire people to want more for themselves. And being on top of the world is not about having superficial things. It's a state of mind.
Okay.
And being very positive and living your life, taking an optimistic approach to life. And I just wanted to encourage people to do that, because it's really easy to focus on, oh, woe with me.
It's being happy with what you have.
And then expect to have some amazing things happen in your life.
Right.
It doesn't work like that.
Right.
What you put in is what you get out.
Exactly. Now, something that a lot of people don't know is when you were on the America's Next Top Model All-Star version, you got the call, and I guess it wasn't really from Tyra, it was from an aide or something, but you had just had a baby. You went on that show 2 months after having a child. Am I right?
Yeah. I know. It's so crazy. I don't know. Honestly, I just remember when I got the call, like, oh, and I talked to my husband about it, and I'm like, oh, how are you going to make this happen? And, you know, it just, when the time came, we found a way to make it work, and you deal with things as they come along, you know? You know, I never worry about anything. I truly believe worrying about things will kill you.
Right.
So, you know, I don't worry about things. I just we figure out how to make things work and happen.
So your family stepped up and helped care for the baby while you were gone. For how many weeks were you out there?
I was gone for 2 months.
Okay.
And, you know, my husband is incredible.
Yeah, I've met him. He's a really nice guy. Yeah, Brian.
So,
right?
He took care of the kids and, you know, had a newborn. And it was the most hardest thing. You know, I was breastfeeding and everything. It was just so difficult. But we found a way to make it work. And it was a great opportunity. And, you know, all my children are healthy in one piece. And when I came back home, my house was clean and beautiful, better than when I left. So what am I really trying to say?
Yeah,
no,
now we know who makes the mess, right?
I wasn't the problem. No, I'm just joking. No, so, you know, my husband did an incredible job of holding the house down.
Now, I think people have seen your husband on TV, don't you think, by now?
He has a commercial
right now. Tell me about it. He owns a moving and storage company. His name is Brian,
yes.
And he does a commercial for the college that he attended, right? Is it Franklin?
Franklin University.
Franklin University. So if anybody's seen that Franklin University commercial with Brian, it's not the same last name as yours.
Brian Brooks.
Brooks, yeah.
E. Ward Moving and Storage.
Yeah. Yeah, and I saw that, and I didn't know it was coming. And I said, that's Dominique's husband. I was telling my wife when we were watching TV. Most people wouldn't know that. So, no, he's a really good guy. Well, he has to be to put up with you, right?
You know, that's what I say all the time. You know, I think, you know, he's my soulmate, and he was made for me, you know, because, you know, I do know this. I'm not the most easiest person to deal with. I have a crazy, fun personality. And actually, I will say this. My husband is a complete opposite of me.
He's very reserved, very quiet. He kind of stands off in this, to the side and lets you be the social butterfly.
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Now, how about your latest music project? Mm-hmm. Because I know you have this single, and mm-hmm. I also know that you've been recording other songs. Are you putting together a full album?
Yes, the album is almost finished.
Really?
We released three music videos this past month. We released a music video called Somebody I Feel Like Tonight.
Okay.
And then the second one was a cover for Gautier. It's a really cool cover song I did for Gautier, and we shot a music video for that, which was fun. I love that song. And I did my own rendition of that song. And then we just released a remix that was done by Hector Fonseca. He's incredible. He did a remix for On Top of the World, and we shot a music video for that.
A new music video.
Yeah. So this past month, we've probably shot like five videos, and there's more to come. You know, it's just as you stay tuned in to, you know, Dominique on Twitter, Dominique ANTM on Twitter, and my YouTube and my website, you will see everything.
Say that again, Dominique ATM?
Dominique ANTM is my Twitter.
ANTM.
Yes. And then also, you know, check me out on YouTube, Dominique Reigert, and you'll get all the updates, and you'll get all the video. You'll see all the videos. And over the next couple months, we'll be dropping some more singles, and you're really going to like this new music. Now, I mean, it's really good.
And ANTM stands for America's Next Top Model.
Yes.
If you're trying to remember what I said, it's basically Dominique and then the first letter of America's Next Top Model.
Yes.
Okay. And so your tweet out, how many followers do you have?
Oh my gosh. I don't know, like 250,000.
Wow. You have...
There's people out there have like 20 million, like Lady Gaga.
Oh, okay. Well, I think you've had over 500,000 views of America's Next Top Model on YouTube.
Which is insane. It's so insane, you know, because, it's, you know, all to have all that organic, you know, like just people coming through and looking and wanting to check out the song. And that's incredible. I'm always in awe every time I see that. And I'm like, wow, okay.
And I'm thinking all those 500,000 people saw those temporaries you were wearing. Huh?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what advice would you have for somebody that wants to become a model?
Do your research. Anything you want to do in life, you got to research. You got to know the ins and outs. You got to know who's really doing it in the business, photography wise, makeup artist wise, you know, what your competition is. You got to know your ins and outs of everything. And that's one thing I can honestly say that I did, you know, in the very beginning, I did a lot of research, and I actually shot with judges and photographers from America's Next Top Model before I got on the show.
Really?
So I was just a no-name girl, just little old Dominique from Columbus, Ohio, you know, and you know, I think persistence pays off. Do your research. And, you know, everything is an opportunity for you to learn and to grow.
You're about 5'10", 11?
5'9½".
Okay, because it's 5'9" is the cutoff for New York, correct? If you want to be on a runway in New York, you have to be at least 5'9"?
And I don't even truly believe that. You know,
I've been told. In Chicago is maybe 5'7"?
It is true. So if you are a little shorter, they will tell you no. But, hey, I would still go and try. You know, who makes the rules? I believe that we can make our own rules and set the standard. And, you know, I am 5'9½", but you know what? There's models like Kate Moss who don't meet the height criteria. Okay. And she is dominating the fashion world.
So what you're saying is don't listen to people telling you no. If it's something you really want to do, do your research, go out and open those doors for yourself.
And be the best in your field.
Yes.
Study your craft.
Exactly. I feel like there's always room at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter how many people are already doing it. If you're the best, at what you do, there's room.
And then also the most important thing, don't try to be someone else. Be yourself. There's a reason, especially in the modeling world. You know, I believe God made all of us for a reason and a purpose. And you know, you have something unique to offer to this world. And if it's a fashion industry you want to get into, be yourself. The way you're going to model and your approach to things is let it be your own. Don't try to mimic anyone else. If a client's going to hire you, they're not going to hire you because, hey, you're the next Tyra Banks. They're going to hire you because your name is Jane, and there's only one Jane that does what you do, flaws and all.
Right.
So,
right.
And there's unique qualities about you. So, you know, be yourself.
Exactly. You don't want to be like somebody else. Somebody has already been there,
done
that.
Right. They can get them. Why do they need you? You know, they got exactly. a name and everything. So, yeah, be yourself.
Hey, we have to go to another break. You can hang with us, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here with Dominique Raygaard, and we'll be right back.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset, when your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkavitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
I don't need to apologize for who I am. I don't need to apologize for what I do.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. That is On Top of the World with Dominique Raygaard, who is in the studio with us today. She's my guest, and I'm her dentist, so that's kind of the connection. Not kind of, that is the connection, right?
Yes.
So I asked you any advice you would have for somebody that wanted to get into modeling, and now I'm going to ask you the dental version of that. What dental advice would you give to someone wanting to pursue a career in modeling?
What dental advice?
A dental advice, yes.
Just
teeth are kind of important, right?
Teeth are important. And I think the most important thing with your teeth, if you want to be a model, is just having healthy looking teeth. You know, sometimes if you have, you know, a gap or something a little crooked, actually it works, you know, mm-hmm. but at the same time, having healthy, clean, bright, white teeth, we definitely don't need any yellow teeth, and teeth. Having healthy teeth is important.
Yeah. I want to say it's really neat having somebody in the studio or listening to your music and she's sitting right here. And how cool is it for you to hear your song on the radio? How would that go? The first time you heard your song on the radio, how was that?
Oh, it was really, 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 really cool. And I think sometimes, you know, one of the things that I deal with is that I have such a tight schedule, and there's always so much that's going on that I never really take a moment to soak it in.
Yeah.
You know, because like I'm like, oh, I got to do this and I got to do that. And I got to do that. But, you know, when I do take those moments and I just reminisce or like I'll.
It's like, I have a song on the radio.
Yeah.
I have a freaking song on the radio.
Or when I go into a club and I hear it, I'm like, are you serious? This is incredible. It's an incredible feeling, but all of this is a work in progress and it just keeps me motivated to want more. You know,
right.
I don't think I'll ever be completely satisfied.
Now, well, that's probably the mark of a successful person too, because you wonder sometimes, why is Donald Trump still working? If he has all that money, you know, why are some of these people? It's because they love the challenge, right?
Mm-hmm. I do.
What are your daughter's names?
Salone and Bree.
Salone and Bree. So sometime when they grow up and they're old enough to hear, they can listen to this podcast and say, oh, that's when mommy was only whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
although it's funny about age, because I remember asking my mom when I asked her what it felt like to be old. Okay. And she told me, she goes, it doesn't really feel any different. You just, people look at you different because you look different than you used to, but you still feel the same age for the most part. Okay. Until you get really aches and pains, I guess.
Right.
But anyway, so I didn't think anything of it. But when I got older, I thought back, well, how old was I when I asked her that? And then I did the math and figured out how old she was when I asked her that. And guess how old she was?
I don't know. 80?
28.
Oh, stop it.
She was 28 years old. But see, I was only like 3 or 4. And that that seemed ancient to me.
You know, yeah. I still got a lot. I got a lot of energy in me. And
you're going strong.
Yeah, I'm going strong. It's I'm like, yeah.
Any more children on the way?
Not right now at the moment, but in the future, yeah, I like to have more, mm-hmm. You know,
You want a boy? Does Brian want a boy?
It doesn't matter. Right. I mean, he's in a house with all girls right now, mm-hmm. And
so he has to leave the toilet seat down.
Yeah. But I think he enjoys it. You know, he really does. He really does. He's a perfect dad for girls. And, if I have another girl, I have another girl. If I have a boy, I have a boy. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just, you know, I'm very blessed and fortunate.
Yeah. No, that's really neat. That is special. I love all four of my kids, and we would have been fine with 4 girls or 4 boys.
Right.
We have 2 of each, and that's kind of cool, but it's just really neat to see something that you made, you and your spouse put together, and it's like this person that didn't exist.
I mean, it's incredible. I just, you know, I still remember that feeling, and when we were in the hospital and we looked at our little stinker button, and I'm just like, like, okay. That feeling was just, it's irreplaceable.
So which one is nicknamed Stinker Butt?
I'm not saying that.
All right. Hey, Dominique, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being on my show. It was really wonderful to come. Please tune in next Sunday at 8 and every Sunday at 8 for another episode of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Bye-bye.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.